sovereign, remember.
I haven't got one, I tell you. But you can have two horses as far as the hall.
Very well, Mr. Hayes. We'll talk about that when we've had something to eat.
The food's about as appetizing as the landlord's filthy countenance. I would never have believed that good, simple food could be so maltreated.
Something tells me that we may be close to the heart of the mystery in this sordid place. We need to turn it over in our minds, what we've so far discovered. Let's begin with Lord Saltire. I'm certain that the boy left of his own free will. He got down from his window, and either he went off on his own, or someone was with him.
So the unfortunate tutor must have witnessed the boy's flight from his bedroom window.
Yes, but why did he take the bicycle? Why didn't he run after the boy and overtake him? He could have done that easily enough if the boy were on foot. Yes, so the boy must have had some swift means of escape.
There must have been another bicycle.
No, we can't be sure of that, Watson. No. The German meets his death 5 miles from the school. Not by a bullet, mark you, which even a boy might conceivably discharge, but by a heavy, savage blow dealt by a vigorous arm.
Which only bears out that the boy had someone with him.
And their flight must have been swift, since it took 5 miles before an expert cyclist could overtake them. Yet, when we survey the ground about the scene of the tragedy, what do we find?
Nothing. Except a few cattle tracks. The nearest track of the other bicycle was miles away.
Yes, and there were no human footmarks.
Holmes, this is impossible.
Yes, admirable. A most illuminating remark. It's impossible, as I stated, and therefore I must, in some respects, have got it wrong. Now, I'm certain that Reuben Hayes must have played a part in all this. If we can work out what that was, the mystery may not be so impossible after all. Yes, the inn yard seems empty enough. Let's take a look at the stables.
But your ankle, Holmes.
Oh, yes. Do you know, Watson, I'm so consumed with curiosity that I suspect I shall scarcely notice it.
Yes, just as I suspected. The horses have old shoes on their hooves, but they're shod with new nails. Yeah, this case deserves to be a classic, Watson.
What do you think you're up to? What are you doing in here?
Why, Mr. Hayes, one might think that you were afraid of our finding something out.
You're welcome to all you can find. I don't care for folk poking about without my leave. So that the sooner you pay your score and get out, the better I shall be pleased.
Very well, Mr. Hayes. No harm meant. We've been having a look at your horses. Yes, but I think we'll walk after all. It's not far, I believe.
I thought you could scarcely put your foot to the ground.
Oh, yes, the pain seems to have gone completely. I can only put it down to your excellent hospitality.
That man knows everything that has happened. I am sure.
Yeah, he's certainly a most self-evident villain. We were warm, as the children say, in that inn. I seem to grow colder at every step I take away from it.
Yes. There's a cyclist coming down the hill.
Get down, Watson. He mustn't see us.
Surely that was Wilder, the Duke's secretary.
With a look of horror on his face that I've rarely seen on mortal man. He was going for the fighting cock. Let's put ourselves at a point of vantage where we can see without being seen.
Oh, sun's nearly gone. It's getting cold. Someone's coming out of the inn.
What do you make of that, Watson?
He's driving that trap as if all the hounds of hell were at his heels. Was it Hayes?
Certainly not, Mr. Wilder. He's waiting there at the open door.
Someone's coming. Impossible to make out who it is in this light. Wilder's taken him in.
Now, what in the world is James Wilder doing in this den at this hour of night? And who's the companion who comes to meet him? Come, Watson, we must really take a risk and try to investigate a little more closely.
I say, Holmes, this must be Wilder's bicycle.
Yes, but a patched Dunlop tire. Yes, Wilder and his guest, whoever he may be, are up above. See? Where the lighted window is. I must have a peep through it, Watson.
And I know exactly what you're going to ask. My back is at your disposal.
Thank you.
Why do you have to wear metal studs in your boots?
Just a moment more, Watson.
Good. Oh, If only you could carry your carpet slippers with you for occasions like
that. My friend, our day's work's been quite long enough. I think I've gathered all that we can.